Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley. Hugh Beaumont. Tony Dow. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
We're going to have a new student this morning. A transfer from Hamilton.
I hope it's a guy.
Yeah, one who can play center field.
Fat chance.
Just our luck, will be some dopey girl.
Oh, come in, Miss Tyler. Class, this is Mary Tyler.
Hi, Mary.
Hello. See, it's a dopey girl.
Mary, you can take that seat right over there. You'll find the books underneath the desk. We'll start with our grammar. Lesson 14. All right, now. Mr. Cleaver, would you read the first sentence? Mr. Cleaver?
Present.
Well, I doubt that very much. Theodore, we are trying to start our grammar lesson.
Oh, sure.
Now, I realize that we all want to make our new student feel at home, but let's not overdo it.
Yeah?
If I ask you something, will you promise not to laugh at me?
Yeah, well, I'll try.
When did you first start liking girls? I mean, not because Mom and Dad made you, because you wanted to.
Gee, I don't know. I guess when I was about your age, it kind of sneaks up on you.
When you first started to like one, were you nervous?
Well, what's all this talk about girls for? Did you meet one you like or something?
Yeah, Mary Tyler. I don't know if I like her. I keep looking at her all the time.
Yeah, well, that's one of the symptoms, all right.
Well, yeah, Wally.
Could walk her home from school.
I was thinking about that. But what do you do when you're walking? You can't walk in the gutter or kick rocks like she was a guy.
What are you asking me for, Beav? I've seen you and Gilbert and Richard walking home with girls.
Sure, but that's different. We try to trip them up and stuff like that.
Well, you just talk.
Well, what do you talk about?
Well, anything. It doesn't have to be like Huntley and Brinkley. You just talk, and she talks, and the two of you talk. Hey, look, Beav, I got to finish my homework. You know, there's one thing, though. If you want this girl to like you, you got to quit going around like such a little slob.
Yeah. Boy, when you get mixed up with girls, you sure have to give up a lot, don't you?
Wally, will you please go up and see what's keeping your brother?
For sure, Mom.
You know, I never can figure it out. The way he looks after he's dressed, it shouldn't take him more than 15 seconds.
Hey, Beav, I've already had my breakfast. Mom wants to know when you're coming down.
Wait a minute.
Been up here for 15 minutes. No guy could wash that long. Hey, you're using my aftershave lotion.
Sort of.
That girl, huh?
Well, you told me not to be a slob.
Well, yeah, but I didn't tell you to use that. Everybody might laugh at you. A little kid your age isn't supposed to smell that good. No, anyway, hurry up before they get mad at you. Down, Mom.
Thanks, Wally.
You got a game today, Wally?
Yeah, we're playing Riverside. You know, we might beat them this year.
Oh?
Yeah, their first-string pitcher's got a virus.
That can be very contagious. I don't want you getting too close to that other team.
Well, gee, Mom, if you get a hit, you gotta run the bases.
Well, you just keep a safe distance.
Yeah, sure, Mom.
Well, I'm sorry I was late. I was getting cleaned up. If you smell something funny, it's because I spilled some stuff on me.
Aftershave lotion, huh?
Yes, sir.
Beaver, you haven't been trying to shave, have you?
Oh, gee, no, Mom.
Well, Beaver, you can't go to school smelling like that. You go on upstairs now and get that washed off.
You go ahead, Beaver. I'll keep your breakfast hot.
Okay.
And hurry up, Beaver.
Well, he couldn't have spilled that much on him.
I think love has come to Beaver Cleaver.
Well, ridiculous. Sounds like a barber shop.
Well, June, it's his first love. You can expect anything from him. We all had him.
Oh? How interesting.
Sure, I remember my first love. Her face was a mass of freckles. She had burnt orange hair and one tooth that was slow in coming down.
Sounds enchanting.
Loved her, though. Until my second love came along. I'll never forget her. Her hair was dark.
Just where did I come in?
Oh, you were along about 14th or 15th, I'd say, give or take one love.
And may I ask why you stopped there?
June, dear, you know very well why I stopped there. Your father had a Hupmobile.
I is the subject, when is the verb, home is the object, for is the preposition, and dinner is the object of the preposition for.
Very good. Mr. Harrison, will you read the next sentence?
We'll pick up our prepositions at this point tomorrow.
Come on, Dave. We're going to go over to Richard's house and try to teach his pet rat to roll over.
Well, I don't think I can go. I think I got to go to the dentist. You guys go ahead.
You got holes in your teeth?
No, I think they're just going to take pictures of them.
What are your teeth doing? Going into movies or something?
That hurts me.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
I was just wondering. Well, that is, you don't have to do anything, just if you feel like it.
Feel like what?
Well, I feel like I could walk you home or something.
Oh, that would be very nice.
Well, and I'll carry your books, too. They're kind of heavy, and you might get a Charlie horse or something.
Hey, Gail, look!
Hey, he said he had to see his dentist.
Hey, babe, is she your dentist?
Hey, Mary, my tooth hurts. Fix it, huh?
Yeah, me too. I've got about 50 cavities. Can I make an appointment?
Why don't you guys dry up?
Beaver, what are they talking about?
Oh, don't listen to them. Come on, Mary.
Hey, Beave, you're lucky. My dentist has a mustache.
Hello, Beaver.
Hi, Mom. This is Mary.
Well, how do you do, Mary?
Hello, Mrs. Cleaver.
We were going to go over to her house, but her mother's having a bridge party.
Oh, well, I'm glad you came over here.
Well, we're going to go up to my room and play Monopoly.
Fine. Want some cookies and milk?
Well, I might like a...
Well, she doesn't want anything. We had a couple of Dale declares on the way home. Come on, Mary.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey!
Yeah. Well, you've got all the office buildings, and I'm all out of fake money, so I guess you win again.
I don't feel like playing anymore.
Me neither.
Beaver?
Yes, Mary?
How did you happen to ask to walk me home?
Gee, I don't know.
Did you ever walk any girl home from school before?
No, this is the first time. Well, I guess that's why I'm not so good at it. Well, I never even had a girl in my house before.
Your mother's a girl.
No, she's not. Well, nobody's mother is a girl.
Which girl in class do you like best?
Well, being I walked you home, maybe you, I guess.
I think maybe I like you the best, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
Beaver.
Yeah?
I won't walk home with any other boy if you don't walk home with any other girl.
Well, I don't think any of the girls in my class will walk home with me. They've all known me too long and they think I'm too creepy.
Then you won't walk home with any other girls?
No, I guess not.
Will you shake on it?
Well, okay. Gee, I never shook hands with a girl before. Well, except once after a fight, and then the teacher made me.
Hi.
Hi. Well, this is Mary. This is my brother, Wally.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, if he's going to take a bath, you'll have to get out of here.
Oh, that's okay, Emma. I'm just going to wash up.
Well, you don't have to get out. You know something, Wally?
What?
Me and Mary made this deal. Neither one of us is going to walk home with anybody else.
You know something, Babe? I got to stop looking at you like a little kid. You're an operator.
Do you go to Mayfield High, Wally?
Well, yeah.
I'll walk you home now, Mary, if you want me to.
There's no rush. Are you on the baseball team?
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, how'd you know?
I went to see you play once with my father. You were wonderful.
Oh, well, well, heck, I'm not that good.
Yes, you are, and you're so strong. I never saw such big muscles.
Did you ever see mine, Mary?
Is this your baseball glove, Wally?
Sure. What does it look like?
Hey, Mary, you want to listen to my transistor radio?
Not now. Wally?
Look, Mary, I gotta beat it. My mom wants me to go to the store.
Oh, then you don't have to walk me home, Beaver. Wally can walk me home.
Mary, I probably won't go by your house. You see, I cut through vacant lots and stuff.
I don't care.
Well, besides, I've got a lot of things on my mind, too.
I won't bother you.
Well, look, when I walk real fast, you see. I'm in a hurry.
I like to walk fast. Goodbye, Beaver.
Well, I'll see you, Beaver.
Boy, my own brother.
Ward, we should do something. He didn't open his mouth during the whole meal. And no dessert.
I know. I think it's me he's mad at.
Well, I don't suppose you should have walked his little friend home.
But he didn't have any choice. She insisted.
I know how he feels. His first love, and he loses her to his own brother.
But I didn't hardly talk to her all the way home.
I guess that's the way some little girls are. They become infatuated with an older boy.
I never did. I always went out with the boys in my own class.
Gee, Mom, can you remember that far back?
Honey, I'm going to go up and see if I can talk to him.
Yeah, tell him he can get mad at me again after he finishes his dessert.
Look, Beaver. This was just one of those unfortunate things. It just so happened that the little girl you were attracted to...
Well, I wasn't attracted to her. I hated her.
Oh.
Well, I just brought her home so you could see what creepy girls we have in our school.
I see.
But that's no reason why he's got to be such a show-off, making muscles and telling her he was on the baseball team and everything.
Well, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't have to say so. He's such a swell kid, he thinks every girl's crazy about him.
Beaver, Wally wouldn't do that to you. Besides, that little girl is too young for Wally to be interested in her.
Look, Beav, I didn't mean to...
I don't want to talk to you ever.
Now, Beaver, it wasn't Wally's fault.
Well, sure it was, Mom. He didn't have to walk her home, did he?
Beav, I didn't know what to do. Now, why would I want to walk a little girl like that home anyway?
Because you think you're such a big shot. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Boy, Mom, imagine him getting that flaky over a girl.
Well, Wally, I remember when you were his age.
You used to hang by your feet from the tree out front, waiting for Mary Ellen Rogers to come by.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
Dear, I'm afraid he's inconsolable.
Yeah, he really chopped me.
I think it's just terrible. Brother against brother.
Well, that's what can happen to a fellow's life when a woman comes into it.
Hello, Wally.
Mary, what are you doing here?
I just thought we could walk to school together. They're both in the same direction.
Well, I like to walk alone.
I won't bother you.
Look, Mary, I happen to be a junior in high school, and you're only in grammar school. Why don't you hang around with kids your own age?
I like you better.
Well, you're not supposed to like me.
I can't help it. I like you the same way my big sister likes Tony Curtis.
Well, what's wrong with Beaver?
Oh, nothing. He's just sort of childish.
No, well, that's what you're being right now. Why don't you wise up and run along, huh?
You're mean.
I am not. I'm just trying to straighten you out so you won't end up looking goofy.
Now you're calling me goofy. That's the meanest thing I ever heard of. I don't like you anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, Mary, but I'm just trying to keep you from acting like a dopey little girl.
Little girl? Wally Cleaver, do you know what I'm going to do to you? I'm never going to speak to you again as long as I live.
You keep on studying until the bell rings. I have to attend a faculty meeting. I'll see you tomorrow.
You recovered your appetite.
It's roast beef.
Oh, good. Hey, Mama. Is Wally home?
Mm-hmm.
He's upstairs. Oh. Well, I've got something to tell him, and I don't know how to do it.
Oh?
Yeah. You see, Mom, Mary likes me again, and she asked me to walk her home, but I told her to drop dead.
Oh, Beaver, couldn't you have thought of another way of saying it?
Yeah, I thought of a lot of ways, but drop dead was the nicest.
Well, what are you worried about Wally for?
Well, gee, Mom, he's a lot of sore, a girl dumping him. Well, I know how it is. I went through the same thing myself.
Well, Beaver, I think Wally will understand.
It's not my fault you decided to like me again.
Of course not.
Mom, how come girls are so nutty, always change their mind like that?
Oh, that's just the way they are when they become aware of boys.
Did you go through the same thing, Mom?
Well, I don't exactly remember. I guess I was no different from the rest of them.
Well, sure you were, Mom. I bet you weren't half as goofy as Mary is. Hi, Wally.
Hi, Dave.
Well, I'm not sore anymore.
That's okay with me.
But you're allowed to be sore at me, though.
Well, why?
Today, Mary wanted me to walk home from school with her, but I didn't do it.
You don't like her anymore, huh?
Well, I don't think so. At least I didn't have any trouble telling her to drop dead.
That's a good sign you don't like her, all right.
But What do you think made her like me again? You didn't say anything to her, did you, Wally?
Well, Beav, I've hardly seen that Mary since the first day. I guess she just decided that she liked you better than me.
Yeah. I guess that's how it goes, huh? Well, I'm not going to mess around with girls anymore. They're too confusing.
Sure, Beav. Look at me. I'm practically grown up, and I can't even figure them out. Mom, when's Jack going to be home?
Oh, he had to work a little late, honey. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I just had a trigonometry problem for him to help me with.
Oh, well, I'll help you.
Oh, well, that's okay, Mom. You're pretty busy with the paper there and everything. I think I'll just wait till he gets home. I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute. Hey, Beaver, telephone.
Who is it?
I think it's that Mary Tyler. She didn't even sound mad.
Oh, dear. I hope that little romance isn't on again.
Here you are.
Hello? Oh, yeah, hello, Mary. Yeah, I do. Well, sure I do. Yeah, it's tomorrow. No, I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true. Okay, goodbye.
Beaver? What was that all about? That sounded important.
What was?
Yeah, what was all that mushy talk about?
What do you mean, mushy talk? Well, Mary asked me if the school nurse was going to look in our ears either tomorrow or Wednesday. So I told her tomorrow.
How about that, Mom? The whole thing was nothing.
Yes. I don't know whether to feel sad or happy.
No, Mom. Sometimes you act just like a girl.
In episode 188, The Yardbirds, the famous British blues rock group that included guitar legends Eric Clapton, Jimmy Page, and Jeff Beck does not make an appearance. Instead, you can watch the classic trio of Wally, Eddie, and the Beav next on TV Land.